Tuesday, 631, 99.9 WTUZ, Luke Combs, Eric McElroy, my girl Michelle Spring, standing by, waiting ever so patiently to deliver us with headlines this morning. Michelle, the wait is no more. It is now that time for you to deliver us with headlines. Are you ready, my dear?
I am.
Okay, good.
Okay. The village of Newcomerstown recently took ownership of the Simons Industrial Building, once known as the Heller Brothers site. Mayor Pat Cadle says the abandoned plant was becoming a safety issue. There are no plans set in stone for the 36-acre property, but he says there are number of ideas to sort through, from additional parking spaces to a possible boat ramp and possible housing. And the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office is currently searching for 80-year-old Lloyd Bleininger of Dover. Bleininger was last seen Thursday, October 18th. Bleininger's vehicle is also missing and was last seen Saturday at his residence near State Route 516. The 2003 green Chevy Silverado has a lookout for motorcycles bumper sticker on the tailgate with a license plate of HNC1097. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Mr. Bleininger, please call the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office at 330-339-2000. And for more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUC.com.
Isn't that your license plate number right there you just read off? Isn't that? Just kidding.
No.
Or Chadley's. That's Chadley's, actually.
No.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
But they're really concerned about this gentleman because he's been without his medication, so I hope we can find him.
Yeah.
So there's
indeed.
That. Yes.
I can't go long without my medication.
We know that.
Just, I mean, couple minutes really is...
How was your birthday yesterday?
It was dynamite. Fantastic. Thanks for asking. I had a good time.
Good. Did your wife get you anything special?
Well, Michelle, that's a personal question.
I will not answer on the air. I mean, anything like that you were wanting, like a gift?
Well, she did get me my massage.
Oh, that's right.
So there was that.
There's that.
The whole gift giving, I mean, I didn't really get a gift. Oh. I have two beautiful boys.
Oh, who looked precious yesterday.
Did you see that?
That was so cute.
Their Halloween costume, they were indeed angry birds.
They did look pretty angry.
It was a challenge getting those costumes on, those two little turds, but we got them on.
Do they not like dressing up?
I mean, it just depends on, you know, whatever mood they're in. Jackson kind of likes it, but he was just in a mood. And
how do you tell them apart? Because when you say their names, I can't tell which one's which.
Mm. Jackson is the...
That's your favorite, right?
No, I don't have favorites, but yeah, he's my little guy. No, Jackson is the blonde-haired one.
Okay.
The bigger one. James is the little curly-haired one.
Okay.
With the little tiny brown beady eyes.
Beady eyes, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Which one looks like you? Which one looks like your wife?
I don't really... I mean, I guess from what people tell me, James looks more like my wife, and then...
That's why you
Jackson
like Jackson, because he looks like you.
No, it's not
so
the case.
So narcissistic of you.
And I love them both. Love them both. I love myself more than I love them. Love them both.
You're funny.
No, but there were little chickens or little...
That's so cute.
Little birdies.
I can't believe really Halloween is like literally right now. It's so crazy.
Right now as we speak.
Right now. People are doing trick-or-treating stuff this week.
Are you taking your daughter anywhere trick-or-treating?
No, she's too little. She's 13 months old.
Well, listen.
I mean, we're going to dress up for Halloween.
My wife took our children to, she had a little school function, which was like a trick-or-treat thing, like in the parking lot there.
Yeah, like and trunk-or-treat.
Basically.
Yeah.
And the kids came home with all kinds of candy. Now, obviously, they're not able to eat it.
So it's for you
but
and
I,
your wife.
But some's like, score, yes. I'm like, boys, daddy has to check all that candy before you get it back. Need to check it all.
You know what's so crazy is I was at Target on Sunday, and this lady who was doing the candy, she worked at Target. One of the bags busted open. She was handing out free candy. I was like, are you allowed to do that?
Heck, why not?
I took a couple.
She was a worker?
Yeah.
At that point in time?
I was like, I'm not going to...
You either sit there and pick all that stuff up or you're like, yeah, just come take it. Free for all.
I know. She's like, would you like a piece of candy? I'm like, I'll take three.
Get it while it's hot. What kind of floor candy was it?
There were like Snickers, Reese cups. There were a whole. It was one of those variety bags.
Oh, a smorgasbord.
Yeah, I just swooped up a couple. It was good. It got me through the shopping trip, you know.
No, whatever does it for you.
Right.
Michelle.
You know, speaking of Halloween, okay, so the next holiday that's coming up is Thanksgiving, but our retailers are already ready for Christmas.
Doesn't surprise me.
I'm so excited.
Not one bit.
Oh my gosh. I was literally on cloud nine when I walked into Michael's. Pack of tans.
Yeah, listen, you sent me a picture over the weekend.
Home Goods.
I'm not about that life yet.
Oh my gosh. Well, I said, get on my level.
I saw Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and I go, no, it's too early to see those two. Way too early.
Listen, November 1st, that stuff comes out of the closet. Why are you being quiet?
I mean, have fun, I guess. I don't know what you want me to say. November the 1st is just too early, Michelle.
Well, okay, I wouldn't say all of it comes out. Like, the tree doesn't come out until the day after Thanksgiving. But everything else comes out. Because I got to sort it and see where I want. Especially in our new house. I got to figure out what goes where.
You see, I think we put out our fall decor too early. Like our pumpkins and mums and all that stuff. And
no.
Our harvest sign. Because don't you still want that stuff up around Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, that'll
around
stay
harvest
up.
Time.
That'll stay up until Thanksgiving, the outside decorations. Uh-huh. But then literally midnight strikes, it's like a winter wonderland.
Okay, Michelle, calm down. I'm so glad that...
You're not married to
me. We have a radio marriage, and that's almost enough.
Oh, my goodness. Don't say that. You're lying. You would be lost without me.
Lost.
Actually, it's the other way around.
Michelle, what do I do?
Stop it.
Hey, but no, yeah, yesterday was good. Thanks for asking. And you made my day great, too, with bringing in snacks. It's
anything I can do to put a smile on your face.
Oh, you're such a dork. Hey, in China, I want to ask you this question. Now, my wife would definitely say no. She freaks out driving across the Ohio River. Like, we went on the suspension bridge.
Right
across the Ohio River, West Virginia to Ohio. And she's freaking out. In China today, they're opening the world's longest sea crossing bridge, linking Hong Kong to the mainland of, what is it, Macau? M-A-C-A-U? I'm sure that's how they pronounce it over there. The natives? This bridge, 34 miles long.
Couldn't pay me enough.
All over nothing but ocean. $20 billion is what it took to build it, and almost a decade to build this bridge. Once again, the longest sea crossing bridge.
Absolutely no way.
Mm-mm. You're not taking a trip over it?
No.
It takes about 30 minutes or so to get over that bad boy.
Again, yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
To be honest with you.
I would have a panic attack.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know. Once you get about 10 minutes in that trip, you're like, okay, I need to get off this bridge. Like, yeah. Honestly.
No, I would have, like, serious anxiety. I probably have a full-on panic attack where I couldn't breathe. Like,
I think you're having a panic attack right now.
Thinking about it? No way. No way. You don't even like to fly. There's no way you would do that.
Well, it's different. You're driving. You get a nice view, but still, I say that now. I know for sure I'd be on this bridge 10 or 15 minutes, and I would say, listen, I'm either going for it for the next 20, or I'm turning around and making it a short 20-minute trip just halfway through the bridge and back.
Nope.
Yeah, if you look at it, I had to bust out Google Maps to see where, I know where Hong Kong is, but I wasn't real too sure about where Macau. We're just gonna say that's what it is right there, right? Or Macaw? Could it be Macaw?
Macaw.
But anyway, but you look at it and you see this vast body of water between And sorry.
It sounded so cheesy.
Well, I felt like I needed to give a great description. Listen, but China, you can have your bridges. We'll have our underground tunnels here in the good old US of A. Thanks to Elon Musk. Apparently, his underground tunnel, which will transport people, will be open December the 10th. It's only like 2 miles long under the streets of Hawthorne, California, where his SpaceX headquarters is located. But he says when it opens up December 10th, he's going to offer free rides for the public the next day on December the 11th. Just an underground transport system, which folks will either be able to walk or apparently go in a little people pod is what they're calling it. And it puts you on skates and you can travel up to like 155 miles per hour. Totally something futuristic.
Yeah.
They just throw you right in a pod. Zoom.
No way.
And you're off.
I need like control in that situation.
Now you're a woman. It makes sense. You like to have control of things.
Excuse me, of the two of us, you are more of a control freak than I am.
But I feel like I have to be. That's just my OCD.
Okay, that's not a woman thing. It's just a character.
I'm borderline OCD. B-OCD. Borderline OCD.
I would say you're OCD.
This tunnel, apparently, he wants to eventually connect a Western LA to other major parts of California. Don't put it past Elon Musk, though. You'd be taking people to space.
Was he the one
electric that... cars.
Was he the one that got in trouble?
For?
Who was the person that got in trouble for being like... Was it espionage? I don't think it was him. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody
Probably
else.
Not Elon Musk. Okay. He is a South African native.
What does that have to do with it?
I'm just saying he's not from the US of A, so if you... I guess it could be maybe someone who could be a spy, but I don't think he's a spy.
Okay, it's not him. I can't think of who I'm thinking of. Forget.
James Bond?
No. This person has, like, so much money, and I thought he was working with Russia. I can't remember who I'm thinking of. Just forget.
Donald Trump? Is that who you think?
No.
I cannot remember. Low-lying fruit right there.
Yeah, that was... Too easy. I don't know. I can't remember. If I think of it, I'll bring it up.
All right. Well, please do. Because now you have me wondering.
I know.
About what the world you were talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No, Michelle, it's all good. Don't ever be sorry.
Okay. Thanks.
By the way, what is today? Yesterday was PJ Day. Today
is Blackout Dover Day. So I didn't have a black, like, long cardigan. So I'm wearing all black underneath. But I didn't have anything because I'm wearing leggings, and I hate not covering myself up if I have leggings on. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean, like covering
my
yourself?
Behind? Because you know sometimes leggings aren't flattering on every body type.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I see. So your butt, basically.
Sure.
Gotcha. Is that what you were talking about?
So that's why I have this cover up on that's colorful because I didn't have a black one, but I did bring a black blanket. It's in my car. So in case I need to take
you, you weren't worried about covering up yesterday with your lamb tail.
I had a lot of compliments on those PJs.
I'm sure you did.
They're so cute.
They're adorbs.
Thanks. Brooke looked cute too with her little mask and her PJs. That was fun.
By the way, speaking of yoga pants, because that's basically what you're wearing, right? Leggings, yoga pants,
whatever.
I have two versions of... I should be careful how I say this. They're not male yoga pants, but they're pretty much the equivalent, okay?
Okay.
But they're like sweatpants, but they're not. They're a little tighter.
Yeah, they're joggers. I think that's what they're called.
Is that the official name?
I think so.
I like that name much better than male yoga pants. So we'll go with joggers.
Yeah.
But they are some of the most comfortable things that
I know.
I've ever worn in my life.
See?
And I do no physical strenuous activity. I bend down, change diapers, spank some butts. And that's about the... my children's butts, by the way. That's about the only strenuous activity I do in those things. And sleep.
And sleep. They're comfortable. They're very comfortable.
For real. But yes, I know what you mean. When I wear them, I have to wear a long top because I feel like everybody is just staring right at my rear end when I wear my male yoga pants.
Some ladies, they just need to cover it up because sometimes they're not flattering on everyone. That's why I like to keep myself covered because it's just, whoa.
Do you mean yours
on
is
myself.
Like whoa? Or
yes.
Like other women?
Mine is like whoa.
Have it like whoa.
So that's why I'm like, cover it up.
Michelle, are you saying that you have a big butt?
I do. Did you not see my picture yesterday of us in the, what was it, the PJs?
Now everybody, all the pervs are meeting, they're going to go to our Facebook page.
I mean, I'm not
they're
going to
want. Listen.
It's not small.
Here's breaking news. We're straight up talking about your butt.
Right? Oh my God, why?
Because you brought it up. You brought it up.
I have a big butt. Whatever.
It's not that. Okay, listen, it's not big.
Whatever. I don't care.
But listen, I will say this. It's not like Brooke's butt where there's like nothing there.
Oh my God, do not talk about anyone that's not here to defend themselves.
All right, you're right. We'll bring Brooke in on her butt convo at 8:40. We've exhausted all options, literally, if you cannot
Thank you.
Tell. And Michelle will be back later. Yoga pants and all.
Thanks.
With news at the top. No probs.
Bye.
Did you see that text in the Weaver Appliance text line? Last hour, we brought up the Sony Walkmans, right?
Yeah.
This person says, I have a Sony Walkman MP3 player with an FM radio I use to listen to your
Aww.
Show.
That's fresh.
Listen, you can do it that way. Obviously, they make bigger radios. I think even like boom boxes, right?
Oh my gosh. You know the ones you used to put on your shoulder?
Get your boom box out.
Boom, boom,
turn
boom.
It to Z Country. If you're driving in your car, most tractors now have radios in them, of course.
Tractors have radios?
Where you been?
Not in farm country. It's
not
been a minute.
In farm country,
it's been
she
a
says.
Minute.
Also, we're streaming all the time online. At WTUZ.com. Hey, Amy Schumer's pregnant.
Saw that. I think she's going to be a fabulous mom.
Comedian / actress. She made the announcement. It'll be her first child. She made the announcement on social media in a roundabout way, kind of. On Instagram, did you see her post?
I didn't. What did it say?
She basically posted a list of all of her picks for the upcoming midterm elections.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, it said, I'm pregnant. And then she signed it, Amy Schumer. So it was kind of...
That's so random.
Exactly. Of course, the father, baby daddy, Chef Chris Fisher, right? That's how you say his name?
I don't know.
It's F-I-C or F-I-S-C-H-E-R. So
yeah, that's Fisher.
She was recently arrested, was Amy Schumer, for protesting the whole confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Did you see that video where she was taken in? They were basically taken in. They would walk up to people, those who were protesting. They said, do you want to be arrested? And if they said no, then they said, leave. They walked up to Amy Schumer, said, do you want to be arrested? She goes, yes.
Oh my gosh. It's yes. crazy.
Of course, leave it up to her.
Right. Crazy pants.
Crazy pants. Hey, the World Series begins tonight. It's going to be cold there in Boston, too.
Yeah.
With game one this evening. The Red Sox, the Dodgers, it's Major League Baseball's dream with two big markets like that.
I wonder how that happened.
Well,
I'm not salty or anything.
No, you're still not bitter, are you?
Just a little bit. Still in a slight depression over the Indians. I mean, last night I walked downstairs and I was looking at all of Chad has...
Still in slight depression.
I'm a little... Yeah, I mean, I love my tribe. But I went downstairs and I looked at... We have tickets from the World Series run... In 2016.
Along with miniature foam fingers, yeah.
Yeah, and we have like the bobblehead team downstairs, and I was looking at it, and I just got so sad.
We're from Michelle's house. We're the bobblehead team. Sorry.
That just makes me sad. I love Terry Francona, and I just love their presence on my TV screen, and Tom Hamilton
listen,
playing in my ear.
We got the Cavs and the Browns now. It's now football and basketball season.
I heard LeBron didn't do so well yesterday.
He scored like 30-something points, but then he missed some shots down the stretch. So, hey, the Cavs are 0-3, and so are the Lakers. They're 0-3. So.
Look at that.
Eventually, hopefully, somebody will get their first win soon. Maybe the Cavs, we don't know. How long that'll be. It's going to be a very interesting season up there. It was sad seeing, like, the upper, for their home opener, the Cavs, the upper bowl was, like, packed, Loudville and all that.
Yeah.
And that was, you didn't really see any empty seats up there. Where you saw empty seats.
Down below.
Yeah, there in the suites and stuff, where people, probably have had season tickets for 4 years, and they, obviously for LeBron, they said, oh, LeBron's not there, obviously I'm not going to go and
LeBron's
sit there. And,
A friend of mine bought season tickets, and then LeBron left. I felt so bad for her. But you know what? She's a ride or die, so she's still going.
Ride or die chick.
Yeah.
Just like you, Michelle.
Right. Sure. Oh, no.
Idiots.
Idiot.
All right, dumb criminal time. You know, at shoe stores, they put up displays, right? Normally, it's only of a left foot or a right foot of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy in Roanoke, Virginia, they finally arrested this man. They call him the Left Shoe Bandit. Broke into a shoe store and stole all the displays in a series of break-ins. Not only once, he broke into the same shoe store twice. Tried to go back and get the right-footed shoes to the left ones that he stole, but still ended up only stealing more left footed sneakers. He was caught with a backpack full of 7 left foot Nike Air Jordans. That kind of gave it away.
Oh,
where did you get all these Nikes? All just left footed. So it wasn't that hard to pinpoint the individual once he was eventually caught.
People be cray.
When you have the contraband right on you, if you will, makes it all the more easier.
What an idiot.
Who, me or the gentleman?
I mean, well, that's debatable.
No, it ain't debatable. Hey, armed robber wore a horror movie mask, but the victim saw him put his mask on before he committed the crime. Then she was able to point him out in a lineup that police put in front of her. Police in Maryland say an armed robber wore a hockey mask, much like the one in the Friday the 13th horror movies, like Jason, right?
Yeah.
But the victim saw him put it on and was able to then point out the gentleman. It all happened last weekend behind a dumpster there in, sounds like a horror movie. Frederick, Maryland is where it all went down. Dude fled with her cell phone and purse. She followed him, lost sight of him in the woods, just as police arrived, then they arrested him. He denied it. Then, of course, she did see him before he slid the mask on. Listen, I'm not a
dummy.
I'm a trained professional in radio, not committing crimes, but I would think maybe you put that mask on and then do the deed, right?
Right.
You don't want them to see you putting the mask on.
No.
That defeats the whole purpose
or
of
how
said
about
mask.
Just don't do it. Don't be a criminal.
How about that?
Don't
rob anybody at knife point.
How about that?
Obviously, don't grope anybody on an airplane, too. You shouldn't do
that. Who's doing that?
A Florida man accused of groping a female passenger while on a flight Sunday from Houston to Albuquerque.
What was that?
Excuse me. Albuquerque? You never heard of that? My favorite place.
Albuquerque, right?
New Mexico. Told authorities that the president of the United States says it's okay to grab women by the private parts. Well,
shut up.
Here's the deal. It's not.
He said that?
Bruce Michael Alexander, 49, of Tampa, made his initial appearance in federal court yesterday in Albuquerque, otherwise known as Albuquerque, and on a charge of abusive sexual conduct. And yes, told authorities, hey, Trump said it's okay, so I thought it was okay to do just
See,
that.
See, that's the problem with that. Like, people, oh my gosh, there's so much wrong in that whole story I could go on. I'll just zip it up before I get myself in trouble.
We all understand the president's supposed to be a role model, and he's
right. You cannot
maybe the furthest
say
thing
those
from that.
Oh, furthest?
Mm-hmm.
Lord
have mercy, she said.
Mercy. Ay, ay, ay. When you're in a position of power, such as Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say those things. Oh, gives me a headache.
Dumb criminals for you. And maybe sometimes
idiots
say goofy things too.
Now, is that guy going to get in trouble?
I'm sure.
I hope so.
Maybe Trump will pardon him. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Don't really know. Once again, low-lying fruit. Was that twice, right? We end it with the Trump dig.
That's two for today. Wow.
It's not like, I mean, the first one was...
What was the first one?
Unintentional. I don't remember, but if folks want to hear it, podcast section at WTUZ.com. It was during our morning quickie segment.
There you go. How did your podcast go yesterday with the Big Z Sports crew?
That was great. Love
you guys were on a whole different level yesterday.
Love spending my birthday with those two.
My gosh.
Wouldn't have had it any other way.
Did you see Chris Kale dressed up as a new Philadelphia cheerleader?
No, I don't
he
know
didn't
how
show
I
you that?
Don't know how I could have missed this photo.
Oh yeah. So Chris went to he's a Dover graduate.
Christopher George Kale, yes.
Is that really his middle name?
Yes. It's his father's name. Don't make fun of
him. I'm not making fun. I just think it's funny that you know it.
It's very cute. Yeah.
So a friend of his apparently photoshopped Chris's face into a new Philadelphia cheerleader and onto the Quaker head. So it's Chris as a cheerleader, Philly cheerleader in red and black. Yeah, he was real happy about that yesterday. He ran in here, was like, you have to see this picture.
You know,
I love to razz him because he went to Dover.
Of course. I mean, it's easy to razz
right, and
the,
this
the
week
gentleman.
You have to do it, you know.
What's funny is you gave me a little thumbs up yesterday, and I said, your little thumb looks like a Bob Evans sausage link, okay?
Because it's short. I have small hands. But go ahead, continue. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, and then Chris Kale gave us a thumbs up, and I saw that. That is the ugliest thumb I've ever seen.
He and I have the same size hands. He's got little itty bitty girl hands.
I mean, little short, little chubby, little Chris Kale fingers. You both have Bob Evans sausage links.
We do.
Attached to your hands.
But I love Chris, even though he did go to Dover.
That's kind of hard not to love that fellow.
He's just a big teddy bear.
Indeed, with short little tiny stubby little hands.
Sausage link fingers.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
I hope he texts us at any moment now.
Nah,
I'm
who
just
knows.
Waiting.
If not him, his wife will.
Oh, that's funny.
Which she's lovely and perfect, by the way.
Because she went to Philly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, we're done here. We're very active on social media, too. And ever since Michelle brought up, she brought it up, not me. That's her. We'll just call it like it is. Like ever it. Since you brought it up in the 6 o'clock hour, our photo has skyrocketed in terms of popularity
after that
on Instagram.
You're insane.
Facebook and on Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
We're oh so easy to find. Yesterday it was you and the gals in your pajamas. Now all black for those who went to New Philadelphia. Now, if folks went to Dover, what are they dressing in today? What's their theme?
Oh, you know, I forget. I think I put that...
See, you need...
Well, the paper's over here. I can't find it, but...
You need to show some bipartisanship. Is that the right
bipartisanship?
Word?
Bipartisanship?
Or that's...
Oh, Jared even wore all black today. Jared is also a New Philadelphia grad, and he wore all black today, too.
Jared, let me... He's very self-conscious about his butt, just like you are. Jared, let me...
Get out of here.
Jared is in all black. Very nice.
Good job. I don't know. I don't remember which day, but I know Dover has like a construction day and a decade.
See, you need these days for me. If you're going to give Philly's days, we need Dover's days
know,
as well.
I'm sorry. Here, let me
right.
look it up.
It's all good in the hood. Hey, while you look that up, I have something for you.
Yes. No.
Well, Michelle. Hey, listen, where Neil Armstrong was born, you know, he's only the first man to walk on the moon. Wapakoneta, they've already started the celebration for the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's achievement back on July 20th, 1969. So this coming summer, it will be the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. But they're having a community-wide celebration that's already underway. It started last week in his hometown, Neil Armstrong's. Now remember, First Man, that movie with Ryan Gosling, just came out.
Right.
And in the film, there is absolutely no mention of the town Wapakoneta and where Neil Armstrong is from.
That's terrible.
I'm still going to see the movie. But officials say in the small town of just under 10,000 that several dozen tour buses have already rolled through, getting ready for the anniversary. And of course, this new movie helps things out a little bit as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
With the whole tourism and all that.
Ooh.
So there you go.
There you go.
I need a date for First Man. My wife won't go see the space movie with me, but I know Michelle's down. We'll figure out a date. We'll go to the Quaker cinema and we'll check it out ourselves.
Might want to ask another relative. Maybe Brooke will go.
Another relative? What are you trying to say?
I'm not going.
You're not my sister. You are my sister, but not my sister.
Thanks.
No problem. Hey, more space news. A piece of space junk was just found in a California orchard. A walnut orchard, if you will. The space junk was apparently a piece of a satellite that came crashing down onto this man's farm. Officials say this particular satellite had been launched into space sometime in late 1997 and had re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. The object was turned over to Iridium, the company who possesses that satellite in that part now since it came falling back down to planet Earth. I'd want to keep it, though. You find that? Well, first, you don't know what it is. You think maybe, is this a plane remnants or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you call people and they say, it's from outer space. We're going to take this. If it's me, no, it's on my land. You get out of here. That's my space junk.
Have you ever seen, what are those crop circles? Aren't those?
Some may say, Michelle. Hmm. Some may say. I think the last time we did space news, we talked about that 12-pound lunar meteorite. There was actually a chunk of the moon that was going up for auction. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, do you tune out during this segment?
Sometimes.
Thank you. Well, that did sell in auction for $612,500, the winning bid for that chunk of the moon, 12 pounds, one of its kind. It's considered one of the most significant lunar meteorites, Michelle, ever found because of its large size and because it has partial fusion crust. Love me some partial fusion crust. That's that's the special ingredient in my Uncrustables. It's caused by tremendous heat that sears the rock as it falls to Earth. But that sold for over $500,000, $612,000.
Wow.
Chunk of the moon.
Wow.
Put it right up on your mantle.
Fancy that. That's a great mantle centerpiece.
Tell me about it. What's that? You find that in your backyard? No, it's from the moon.
You're such a...
Hey, you don't need a chunk of the moon to maybe become rich. You can just play Mega Millions, which is tonight, of course.
Oh, yes.
It's only at the new world record, if you will, of $1.6 billion. Here's your option, Michelle.
Okay.
Or my option once I win it. The estimated cash lump sum option, $904 million. So that means you do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Uncle Sam has taken over 100 mil, right? If it's 1.6 bill and you can get the lump sum of 904 million. So does that mean you go to the ATM, you have 904 million sitting in your account, you want to take out 40 bucks, says your remaining balance is still 904 million. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Like now I go and take out 20 bucks, it says your remaining balance is $2. Right. I go, all right. Thanks for reminding me. I also have the app on my phone to remind me how broke I am as well. So thank you. Or the other option for the 1.6 bill, you could get the annuity option, which is paid out. First you get one payment, then followed by 29 annual payments. So you get a large chunk.
I think I would do that.
You think?
Yeah.
Just give me all my cheese at once. All my cheddar, all my jack. I want it all right now. Last Mega Millions that was won, July 24th, 2018. 11 coworkers in the California office building. You know, that sounds similar to what we have going on here. I'm not saying 11 plus coworkers on an office building. They won a mere $543 million. Had to split
each?
It
each
amongst 11.
Oh, okay.
I know they pay taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
But $543 million divided by 11.
Hold on, I'm doing it. I'm pulling it up right now.
Hey, Siri, what's $543 million divided by 11?
49.3.
543 million divided by 11 is about 49,363,636.3636.
Well, I didn't need all that. Thank you, Siri. You're my girl.
I mean, give or take tax it. Just saying, no problem with Siri. Yeah. I can't. So they roughly walked away with like 49 mil.
There you go.
Each. But I bet you it was like 45.
What if they all quit their jobs?
I would. Wouldn't you? If you had $45 million coming to you, would you just say, sayonara?
Listen to me. I know this sounds like a crock of you-know-what.
You would not stay working.
Just listen to me.
What?
If I won, whether it be $45 million or $1.6 billion, and then the $904 million cash lump sum,
mm-hmm.
after the government takes some, then I would still work. I really would. I honestly love my job that much. I'm passionate about what I do. Would you echo that for me? Would you agree?
I think that, yes, you love your job.
Okay. Do you think I'm nuts, though, that I...
Yeah, I really don't think that
I think I still would. I think I would still want to do this.
I think you're full of it.
I would for sure quit Big Z Sports, like, right now. I'd be done. Because I don't need that in my stress in my life anymore. But I would still come in and do this morning show.
You know what I would do? I would work, but I wouldn't tell anybody that I won. And then I would just, like, silently put in a 2 weeks notice and be like, all right, I'm going to go. And they'd be like, oh, I wonder why she quit. And secretly, they don't know, but I want all this money. You know what I mean? That way nobody knows. Keep it a secret.
You want the anonymity, if you will.
The privacy of it all?
Yes. Repeat the word I just said.
No. I'll just say privacy.
Repeat the word.
But I think some states, it's required. You have to submit that information you won that much money. I think Ohio is one of those states.
BT Dubs, I'm very proud of the way I pronounce that word, because that's one of the words I struggle with.
Worth?
Yes. And that's worth is another one. But me being a trained professional.
What word did you say earlier and you couldn't say it? Albuquerque.
The capital of New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah, that's the one.
That's okay. I have had a struggle saying rivalry all week.
What was that again?
Rivalry. Yes.
Yes, Michelle.
Practiced last night.
Mm-hmm. Booked in the mirror.
Yes.
She even practiced with her little beautiful baby girl and even now has her saying, Wivel-wee-wee. So that's probably what's messing you up because she says that all baby talky.
Yeah.
Wivel-wee-wee. And then here you are. You come in and you want to do a newscast and you're like, oh, Wivel-wee-wee. This is coming up. You know what I mean?
Speaking of rivalry, I found out what Dover's day is. Their dress-up day today.
Uh-huh.
It's called Viral Victory. And you have to dress up as your favorite meme or Vine. I didn't know Vine was still a thing.
Yeah, that was like so 2016. Mm. What would you even do for that? That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what my favorite meme is? Is that little baby that walks around the corner. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Walks around the corner.
It's like running, but then it like realizes like, oh my gosh, I need to turn around. That is probably my favorite meme. But I don't know how you would dress up as that. That's so hard.
Or a GIF. You dress up as
a GIF?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the same thing as a meme almost.
Right. I don't know how you would dress up for that one. I want some people to send us some pictures from that because I'm interested to see the creativity behind that.
Very nice. That's more creative than, let's all just dress in black, everybody. Let's all just... I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And Michelle's not even all in black.
I look like a stagehand if I literally take this off. I'm in all
stagehand.
Yes. That's what my husband always says. He's like, why are you wearing all black? You look like a stagehand.
You know what? You guys, you and Brooke, you do look like you should be workers out there today. like out scrubbing decks or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. Out helping, doing some yard work or something. All right, Michelle. Speaking of Brooke, she does have Z News coming up momentarily. Sugarland, All I Wanna Do, 99.9 WTUZ 849. Eric McElroy along with you this morning. Hey, remember, it is Rivalry Week, or as Michelle Spring would say, Wivel-wee Week. And Big Z Sports is your home for live play-by-play coverage Thursday and Friday, all brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Thursday, Indian Valley versus Claymont, that's in Urecksville. And then on Friday, New Philadelphia hosting Dover, only for like the 115th time. But who's counting? Listen to both of those games, of course, right here and online at WTUZ.com. We all know who won. Babbling Brook will be rooting for.
That's right.
Good morning.
And Pete. Good morning.
All dressed in black.
That's right. I even have my sunglasses, but I forgot to bring them. I was in a rush.
You know what?
They're out there.
There are only two types of people that wear sunglasses inside. Blind people and cool people. And Brooke, you're not blind. I'll just say
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
I just called you cool.
Thanks.
I very rarely hand out compliments.
It. That's true. You must be having a good day today.
Well, yesterday was my birthday, so, you know, it was all right.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you do have Z News.
I do.
Most important thing.
Yeah. All right. And this day in history in 1941, the Disney film Dumbo was released. I remember watching that when I was little. I cried like a baby.
When it came out in 1940-something?
Yes, 1941. 1992, George Strait made his movie debut in Pure Country, in which, of course, he starred as a country western singer.
Shauna Berkey remembers when that movie
came out.
There
you go. 95, a Houston jury found Yolanda Salvador, or Salvador, whatever. The woman who shot and killed Selena.
Yes.
The singer.
That was her, like, manager or something.
It was, yes. Yeah. She was sentenced to spend at least 30 years in prison.
In Texas, I only lived an hour away from where Selena was born. Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They have the whole statue down there.
And
they have a Selena auditorium. I've been to a number of concerts there and stuff. So
yeah, she would have been so... I mean, she was good.
And then, of course, J-Lo portrayed her in that
She did
movie.
Such a good job.
It was a good movie.
Just like her. Yeah, it was a really good movie. 2004, Ashley Simpson walked off stage after the wrong vocal track was played during her performance on Saturday Night Live, which, of course, she revealed was lip syncing.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And then in 2010, Katy Perry married Russell Brand at a tiger sanctuary in India.
Of course,
they divorced 2 years later. Today, holidays for today, it's TV Talk Show Host Day. It's National iPod Day. And a National Slap Eric McElroy Day.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. It's National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day.
Oh, that's more like it. Thank you.
Sorry, I read that wrong.
Yeah, to specify.
Yeah. On TV tonight, The Conners is on at 8. The Voice is on at 8. Game 1 of the World Series at Boston and at 8. Blackish is on at 9. And This Is Us is on at 9. In country news, Kane Brown is a married man. He was married a couple weeks ago, and he actually, his video for his newest song, Good As You, is video of their wedding. And it was really cute. I just watched it before I came here.
That's his new song, which actually...
really good.
A little tease folks will hear coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good one. And I'm sure a lot of people will be using that as their wedding
song. Is it going to be one of those?
I think it is. Yes. And Dan and Shay, they've been on the road for the majority of the year as support act for Chris Young's Losing Sleep World Tour, but they are going to be heading out on their own. They've announced that they are going to go on tour in February and run through April. Of course, they're not hitting Ohio
again. Excuse me? More instead of Dan and Shay, more like Dan and Shame. That was
Why
weak.
Did they ever no, that come was, to Ohio?
That was weak, I admit it.
I'm telling you, like so many of these.
Well, it's not even that long of a tour.
Well, that it's true, but still.
Brooke, I feel you. I echo.
You gotta come to Ohio.
I echo your sentiment.
Yeah. And then I think, what is it? Last week we talked about how Ozzy Osbourne had to cancel some of his shows because.
Dude, he's had like 3 surgeries.
He had a staph infection.
Yeah.
And it was pretty bad, but he joked about it when he was in the hospital. It spread to his middle finger.
Oh, we know Ozzy probably likes using that finger every now and again.
He said his thumb was as big as a light bulb.
Does that even...
I know. He said that surgery was agony. In his words, it wasn't pus. It was the stage after pus.
Now I have visual.
Whatever that means.
Can you imagine him asking his wife to clean up his thumb?
Sharon!
My thumb is oozing again, Sharon! I got thumb juice. It's as big as a light bulb, Sharon! All right, we gotta go, Brooke. Always entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Brooke, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow on a hump day.